Welcome to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Join me with my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winter, Dave Seidel, and Don Warner on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043 right here on Grind Hard Radio. This show is all about spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. We share stories from our lives and our personal journeys to divine health and wellness. We are not afraid to discuss difficult topics from a dynamic perspective and support you on your journey. No one is alone or forgotten. You are a child of light, and your destiny is great. Tune in to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043 right here on Grind Hard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was Candace Glover with I Am Beautiful. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 23 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. This 16-episode, 90-minute-long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I've taken on so far. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I'm so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I'm thankful to be living my dreams and pursuing them every single day while helping other people to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight, Season 2, Episode 23, is Building a Healthy Relationship with Food. Food is such a huge part of our lives. It affects our entire well-being, so we can't afford to not look at food from a place of grace and freedom. I'm passionate about this topic because I haven't always had a healthy relationship with food. Food is meant to be enjoyed and nutritious. We'll have a new story time segment, Who Said That segment, featuring castmate Don Warner, and Veronica and I will have a new woman-to-woman segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, and we'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. Throughout every episode this season, I'm going to be giving away at least 2 copies of my castmate Dave Seidel's new book, 18 Mile. He is one of my favorite authors and communicators, and I know this book about his life and journey to spiritual freedom will really encourage and empower you. I'll also be giving away a couple of the surprise goodies throughout the show. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I have lots of fun stuff coming up. I'm going to be leading worship at the Parkview Church in Port Hueneme for their Christmas service and also for another service. And I have so many fun stuff coming up. I'm going to be at Cal Lutheran University this upcoming week. I'm going to be speaking to the radio communications class and just a lot of fun stuff. And so if you want to book me or any of my artists and my Power of a Dream tour or bring us to your city or event, you can email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. We love traveling, and you can check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule and what I have going on. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon, and I'm working on some very special projects. To find out more about my musical journey and artistic journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul Sade Champagne, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. We just celebrated Thanksgiving here in America, and I am always thankful unto every single one of you. You make my life so much better, and I'm so grateful for who you are and for your support for me. We're going to get right into our first segment, Story Time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. Tonight I want to talk about why I no longer fast or detox and how God has helped me to have a healthy relationship with food, heal my destructive beliefs, and trust Him. So when I was growing up, I grew up in a lot of fear and control-based religion. And because of my upbringing and these pains from my childhood, I learned very early on how to control my life and everything around me because of the chaos I was experiencing. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. If you ever find people who are very controlling, who live in a lot of fear, it's because in somewhere in their life, some area, some situation, they felt out of control and they determined that they were going to control their lives and not allow anyone or anything to take advantage of them. And that is actually a very unhealthy way to live. And we see a lot of addictions come from that place. And, you know, when I was younger, I didn't have a very healthy body image. And it wasn't because of my parents, because my mom always made me feel confident about who I was. And she told me how beautiful I was all the time. But just growing up in the society that we were in and with things I'd been through in my childhood, I didn't feel confident in myself. And I also struggled with trusting God. And growing up in the type of church environments that I did, people didn't make it any easier. You know, I feel like a lot of times we make it actually very hard for people to trust God. And as I look throughout not only Bible verses, but I see throughout my life and I see throughout people I've been inspired by, and Jesus being my number one inspiration, it's supposed to be easy to trust God. It's not supposed to be so hard to have a relationship with Him and to feel His life and His presence flowing from you. There's so much difficulty in this world. I don't believe we're supposed to feel that in our relationship with God ever. That no matter what's happening in this world, no matter what situations we're going through, we can always feel at rest and our relationship with God. And so through my religious beliefs, through my upbringing, I learned about fasting in my late teenage years. You know, well, at least that's when I can remember. Some parts of my life, I don't remember everything, which is fine because I don't see the need to have to try to dig through every single detail. I remember things as or when they come to me, you know, or the things that I already do have in my memory, and the rest of it, I just trust God to work out as He has been doing. And so from what I can remember, I remember learning about fasting in my late teenage years through religion. You know, it was always talked about so much in the Bible, you know, or at least from the messages I heard or the sermons and the pastors, so much was, you know, we were taught so much about fasting and tithing, which I'm going to get into that later in the season, and prayer and all these things. And so I remember, you know, in my late teens, already not having the healthiest relationship with food, because I remember at times I would be restricting, or I would be trying to eat healthy, but it wasn't even stuff that was good. It's like, I think that healthy food is also supposed to be good. Like, I don't need to say, I just need to eat boiled eggs and I need to eat, you know, a head of broccoli, but there's no flavor in it and the broccoli is like raw and dry. And then I don't probably had like a piece of fruit or something like that. But having these types of perspectives at that young age, I feel were very damaging towards me. And especially when you tie it in to your spirituality and your faith, you know, I personally feel that majority of the spiritual disciplines and practices that we teach people or we see being taught to people are destructive, and they feed into people's addictions and their insecurities. You know, people are already struggling with and going through stuff. Majority of the people we're going to meet or that we will meet don't have a healthy relationship with food. It just may not be a full-blown addiction yet. But when we are teaching people all types of things about detoxing and fasting, it really just feeds into that insecurity and into that destructive behavior that they're already struggling with. And so when I was in my early and mid-20s, I was fasting all the time. I'm telling you, I felt like I was always fasting for something. And many people who grew up in religion and traditional church like me are going to understand exactly what I'm saying, where you feel like, you know, you're always fasting for a breakthrough. You're fasting for a change in your life. You're fasting or you're detoxing, quote-unquote, a.k.a. starving. We're just going to keep it real. That's what it really is. And so you're doing these things, you know, for a breakthrough or for God to give you money or for God to heal someone in your life or so that you can lose weight. The list is long, long. We can come up with a million different reasons. And so slowly over time, you know, fasting and food became a weapon that I used against God and a tool of manipulation, because you'll hear about all these stories and you hear things, and you know, where people basically get the hand of God to move and do things for them because of their effort and because of what they say. And now as I think back to it, it seems I feel so far removed from this lifestyle because it's nowhere near how I think or how I see things now. I feel like in a true loving family relationship and atmosphere, you don't have to force people to do things. You don't have to manipulate. You don't have to guilt trip. It all comes from the overflow of love. When we think of people whom we love dearly and it's a healthy relationship and life-giving, we willingly want to give to them. We willingly want to share our lives with them and everything that we have. It's like, it's yours. What do you need? I am here for you. And vice versa. You know, they do the same for us. And so it's so weird to me that we're taught this relationship with God that could never go, like it could never be translated into a human relationship. If we were to use the same way we are with God and our spirituality in a human relationship or say someone that we physically see in our lives, it would be considered destructive. It would be considered abusive. But for some reason, I don't know if it's through religious teachings that people have learned over the years, but we just accept it as the say-so and the way that we are to be with God. And so, like I said, I used it as a form of manipulation, and then when I didn't get what I wanted, I would finally break the fast, and then I would be gorging and eating so much food, and then you feel guilty, and then you start restricting again, and then you say you're going to go on the fast again, and then things don't always turn out the way you want to, and then you're doing the same cycle, the same vicious cycle of fasting or detoxing, then you're gorging, and then you're feeling guilty and you're restricting again. And then, you know, it's just a vicious cycle that many people have lived in for so long. And I felt myself living in for a long time. The last time that I remember detoxing, a.k.a. fasting, a.k.a. starving, was in January 2012. I went almost 2 weeks with only liquids and no solid food. And I don't even know how in the world I did that, probably from strong willpower. And there will be someone saying, man, that had to have given you great discipline and great strength. No, it just made me cranky and sleepy. And it made me bitter and resentful and just maybe not even trust God more. Because once again, if you're having to earn someone's love, it's not love. It's an obligation or it's a business deal. Life with God is not a business deal. And even life with people in our close relationships is not supposed to be a business deal. That is the last time that I remember fasting and detoxing. And then literally, I was still struggling in my identity with fear, with low self-esteem, with panic, paranoia, etc. And late 2012 was when I actually started receiving grace. That's when I actually started seeing life through more of a spiritual perspective and less religious, meaning I started learning more about the love of God for me. I started learning more about what it really means to be in relationship and in union with God and all the free gifts and the amazing abundance of love and anything that I could ever want, need, long for, desire in Jesus. And that it's all for a free gift. I don't have to beg for it. I don't have to whine for it. I don't have to fast for it. I don't have to do all these crazy things for it. I can just receive it as a free gift. And so I started learning about that at the end of 2012. I also found out about this amazing trainer and inspirational speaker and life transformational coach, Chris Powell and Heidi Powell. And that was in late 2012. So I would always watch his show, Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition, and I began to start taking a lot of their food, meal plans, and different ways that he was able to help encourage people. Because what I love the most about Chris and Heidi is that they didn't only work with people from the outside. They work with people from a mental, emotional, and spiritual perspective. They help people to start seeing how they looked at food. And so that was a huge help and encouragement to my fitness, health, and wellness journey. And like I said, that was around the same time that I was receiving Grace as well. And so combining those two together, I really started having a change in the way that I ate and how often I ate and really learning about food and really learning to enjoy food. And it was huge for me. Food is for nutrition and enjoyment. Food is for nutrition and enjoyment. I've been learning what it's like to eat without guilt and appreciate all of me, to enjoy all of me and to enjoy the journey. I can appreciate all of me and who I am and exactly where I am. And it's been a wonderful journey over these past, I would say, about 5 years now, 2012, this 2017. Yep, so almost 5 years now. And I'm feeling healthier and stronger and more fit than ever. It's been a phenomenal time, and I feel every day as I'm learning more and more about my identity in God, as I'm learning more and more about the freeness of his love and his friendship and his compassion and everything, even the physical gifts, whatever it is that I could need, knowing that he gives all these things to me for free. He will always make a way for me and provide for me. He continues to bring so much healing to my inner being and to the outside of my body. And so I want to encourage every single person who's listening in that you don't have to live in that place of destruction any longer. You don't have to live on that roller coaster, on that vicious cycle. You can get off. And I'm praying for every single person who's listening. If you can relate to this story, you feel guilty when you eat, or if you don't eat everything a particular way, you're always doubting yourself and your body and what you look like. You're always feeling like you have to beg God, like you have to work for his love and earn and all those things. This is for you, and I want to encourage you tonight that everything from God is a free gift, that he doesn't long for you to suffer. He doesn't long for you to be going without and living your life from this low-quality place. He created us for eternal life. And so I want to pray also for everyone who's been struggling in their digestive systems. I feel that on my heart tonight, and as I'm praying for you all, that a lot of people struggle in their digestive systems. A lot of people struggle in their stomach, and already with what having to do with food, but also with bowel movements. I also feel people need prayer with feeling like anxiety in your stomach all the time. Father God, I thank you so much that you are the God who heals. Thank you that you are the God who loves us abundantly and freely. Thank you that you are opening our eyes, opening our ears, opening our hearts, opening our minds to see you and know you for who you really are, and in return to see ourselves and others for who we really are and who they really are. Thank you that you are freeing us and that you are getting rid of and healing us from all the lies that we've been believing, from all the clouds and the distortion of who you are and who we are. Thank you. Also, I want to pray for everyone who is struggling with body morph disorder as well. Yeah, I thank you, Father God, that you are healing everyone's immune systems and digestive systems, that their stomach and their bowels and their can function healthily as it is supposed to, that they can be completely regular every single day. Also, that you're settling their nerves in their stomach. People that struggle with getting sick and vomiting when they're feeling nervous and when they're feeling frustrated, or they struggle with their bowel movements and having diarrhea, I thank you that you're bringing healing to them. I thank you for the people who are struggling with body morph disorder, that you're helping them to see themselves the way that you see them, that you're opening their eyes to hear and see and feel the way that you do. Thank you for your eternal life that you have given to all of us as a free gift, and it's not only for after we pass on, but this eternal life is for today and for right now and every day that we live. And I just thank you that you are bringing healing to every area of our lives, that we can enjoy food, that we can enjoy ourselves, that we can enjoy life with you, and we can enjoy others. In Jesus' name, amen. I wanted to share a couple of bonus segments from Veronica Esquivel Winters from my other radio show. This is from her Wellness Made Simple segment. I believe that you all will really enjoy these clips and that they will be a true blessing to your health, fitness, and wellness journey.
Today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about how drinking tea on an everyday basis can be highly beneficial to your health. That is, drinking tea on an everyday basis can be highly beneficial to your health. I personally like to always have a variety of tea blends in my home to choose from. I like to choose teas that help with my system as a whole. For example, that will support my different systems in my body, like my respiratory system, my circulatory system, lungs, heart, etc. I personally like to drink 2 cups of tea a day at the minimum. So that's 2 cups of tea a day at the minimum. I personally enjoy doing that, and I find it very beneficial for me in my own personal health and well-being. I always choose an organic tea. So that's one thing I personally don't compromise on. If it's not organic, I personally don't drink it. So I highly recommend looking for anything that has the organic symbol on the box, or whether it comes in a jar, however you're going to purchase your tea. Another thing is that there's pretty much 2 ways that you can purchase teas in. So they can either come in tea bags, or they can come in a loose tea form. And I personally like to choose loose teas because they tend to be fresher. But the good thing about choosing organic teas is that for the most part, they pay attention to how they make their tea bags as well. So even though if you can't get a hold of a certain blend that is in a loose tea form, you can, you know, go ahead and make sure that it's organic, and you can get them in the form of a tea bag. And for the most part, they're very careful about how they make their tea bags, that they have no chemicals in the tea bags, which is really important. So with that being said, here is a little bit of the different benefits to drinking tea. So the first one is that it lowers your cholesterol. For example, green tea was found to help lower cholesterol, both total serum cholesterol and LDL, according to a meta study. Most sources suggest 5 cups per day will provide results, but multiple studies have shown that higher consumption leads to the biggest drop in cholesterol. Tea is thought to work by inhibiting the absorption of cholesterol from the large intestine. The next benefit is that it reduces cortisol levels. Cortisol is a stress hormone that contributes to belly fat and makes your skin age quicker. One recent study suggests 4 cups of tea per day make your cortisol levels spike less. If you're looking to have cortisol levels drop back down to normal faster after a stressful event, a 2006 study suggests daily consumption of tea for 6 weeks will do just that. Both studies found that tea consumption may reduce the impact of cortisol, thus slowing the aging process and preventing the whitening of your midsection. That sounds amazing to me. The next benefit is blindness prevention. We all know how important it is to see. So blindness prevention. So since tea contains high levels of antioxidants, it is not surprising that studies have found them in eye tissue. In fact, according to studies, drinking tea can help to prevent the blindness caused by cataracts, which is the clouding of the lens inside the eye. The next benefit is that they are anti-inflammatory. Active compounds in tea can help to lower levels of inflammation and inflammatory reactions. Inflammation is known to be connected to almost every modern sickness, including arthritis, metabolic syndrome, and depression. Inflammation can also cause you to retain water and look puffy, so a few cups of tea can help you look and feel thinner. Next, it helps reduce the risk of stroke. Drinking at least 3 cups of green or black tea per day results in a 21% reduction in the risk of a stroke. The next one is increased memory, focus, and concentration. Extensive research has shown that the combination of caffeine and L-theanine, a naturally occurring amino acid found in tea, improves reaction time and memory while increasing focus and concentration. Drink a cup of white tea before a meeting when you need to be sharp, or drink it before a test for increased concentration and focus. The next one is reduced risk of dementia. To stay sharp, even as you age, drink tea, as it is thought to lower the risk of dementia by acting through multiple pathways, including those of nerve synapses and blood sugar regulation. Studies also found that tea acts on brain theta waves to improve memory and increase attention span. Yet another reason to start drinking tea. And last but not least, it improves overall health. Tea drinkers tend to be healthier, which proves true in research too, as tea drinking correlates with better health outcomes. You can support your health, including your skin and body composition, with as few as 2 to 3 cups per day of this calorie-free, sugar-free drink. There are countless types, blends, styles, countries of origins, and more, all for you to try. I'm sure there is a tea to suit any taste and preference, and even to support something in your system that may be off balance and help it to get back on track. For those of you who find it challenging to drink the suggested water intake per day, incorporating drinking tea into your everyday life will be helpful in doing this because tea counts as water intake. I personally like to drink tea with no added sweetener. You get to taste the true flavor of the teas as well as get the full benefits. But if you do need to sweeten it, I highly recommend using an organic raw honey or organic raw stevia. So there you have it. Those are just a few ways that by incorporating drinking tea into your daily life, you will benefit so much. If you have any other questions, maybe about what we talked about, what we discussed about today, or even specific tea blends, please feel free to email me at elevateholisticlife@gmail.com. That's elevateholisticlife@gmail.com. Or you can direct message me on Instagram at elevateholisticlife. That's elevateholisticlife. And I will do my best, to the best of my knowledge, to answer any questions that you have. To your health. Until next time, cheers. Today on the Wellness Made Simple segment, I'm going to be talking about 5 simple practices to eliminate stress. That's 5 simple practices to eliminate or reduce stress. We all know how serious stress is and also how real it is. Studies show that most Americans are living with a high amount of stress and anxiety. Not only is this taking a huge toll on our health, but it's also robbing our peace and joy. And it hinders us from making healthy decisions in our life, as well as how we view ourselves, our circumstances, and others around us. It can even take away our Thanksgiving. It causes foggy thinking and hinders us from seeing things for what they really are. The good news is that this isn't the final say-so. We can choose to not allow stress and anxiety rule our lives and reprogram our mindsets. Here's 5 simple steps to reduce stress. The first one is breathe deeply. That's breathe deeply. Take a 5-minute break and focus on your breathing. Sit up straight, eyes closed, with a hand on your belly. Slowly inhale through your nose, feeling the breath start in your abdomen and work its way to the top of your head. Reverse the process as you exhale through your mouth. Deep breathing counters the effect of stress by lowering the heart rate and lowering blood pressure. The next one is rhythmic movement and mindful exercise. That's rhythmic movement and mindful exercise. The idea of exercising may not sound particularly soothing, but rhythmic exercise that gets you into a flow of repetitive movement can be very relaxing. For example, running, walking, swimming, dancing, rowing, and climbing. For maximum stress relief, add mindfulness to your workout. While simply engaging in rhythmic exercise will help you relieve stress, if you add a mindfulness component on top, you'll get even more benefits. If you're walking or running, for example, focus on the physicality of each step, the sensation of your feet touching the ground, the rhythm of your breath while moving, and the feeling of the wind against your face. If your mind wanders to other thoughts, gently return to focusing on your breathing and movement. The next one is body scan meditation. That's body scan meditation. Body scanning is a type of meditation that cultivates mindfulness by focusing your attention on various parts of your body. Like progressive muscle relaxation, you start with your feet and work your way up. However, instead of tensing and relaxing your muscles, you simply focus on the way each part of your body feels without labeling the sensation as either good or bad. Practicing body scan meditation. First, you want to go ahead and lie on your back, legs uncrossed, arms relaxed at your side, eyes opened or closed. Focus on your breathing, allowing your stomach to rise as you inhale and fall as you exhale. Breathe deeply for about 2 minutes until you start to feel comfortable and relax. Next, turn your focus to the toes of your right foot. Notice any sensations you feel while continuing to also focus on your breathing. Imagine each deep breath flowing to your toes. Remain focused on this area for 1 to 2 minutes. Move your focus to the sole of your right foot. Tune into any sensations you feel in that part of your body and imagine each breath flowing from the sole of your foot. After 1 or 2 minutes, move your focus to your right ankle and repeat. Move to your calf, knee, thigh, hip, and then repeat the sequence for your left leg. From there, move up to the torso, through the lower back and abdomen, the upper back and chest, and the shoulders. Pay close attention to any area of the body that causes you pain or discomfort. Move your focus to the fingers on your right hand, and then move up to the wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, and shoulder. Repeat for your left arm. Then move through the neck and throat, and finally, all the regions of your face, the back of the head and the top of the head. Pay close attention to your jaw, chin, lips, tongue, nose, cheeks, eyes, forehead, temples, and scalp. When you reach the very top of your head, let your breath reach out beyond your body and imagine hovering above yourself. After completing the body scan, relax for a while in silence and stillness. Notice how your body feels. Then open your eyes slowly, take a moment to stretch if necessary. The next one is yoga. Yoga involves a series of both moving and stationary poses, combined with deep breathing. As well as reducing anxiety and stress, yoga can also improve flexibility, strength, balance, and stamina. Practiced regularly, it can also strengthen the relaxation response in your daily life. Since injuries can happen when yoga is practiced incorrectly, it's best to learn by attending group classes, hiring a private teacher, or at least following video instructions. Once you've learned the basics, you can practice alone or with others, tailoring your practice as you see fit. What type of yoga is best for stress? Although almost all yoga classes end in a relaxation pose, classes that emphasize slow, steady movement, deep breathing, and gentle stretching are best for stress relief. For example, Satyananda is a traditional form of yoga. It features gentle poses, deep relaxation, and meditation, making it suitable for beginners as well as anyone primarily looking for stress reduction. The next one is Hatha yoga. It's also reasonably gentle way to relieve stress and is suitable for beginners. Next one is power yoga. With its intense poses and focus on fitness, is better suited to those looking for stimulation as well as relaxation. The last and not least one is to be present. That's be present. Slow down. Take 5 minutes and focus on only one behavior with awareness. For example, notice how the air feels on your face when you're walking and how your feet feel hitting the ground. By incorporating one or all of these practices, you can reduce high stress levels, which allows us to think clearer and be all around healthier. We can learn to relax and see every situation that comes at us in life from a positive and empowering perspective, which will allow us to make decisions from a place of peace, to say the least. And peace is priceless. I hope these suggestions I share today resound to you, and remember to start right where you are. Take one at a time and enjoy the process. Thank you for your time and allowing me to share with you. If you have any further questions, please feel free to visit my website at elevateholisticlife.com. That is elevateholisticlife.com, and click under contact, or you can find me on Instagram under Elevate Holistic Life, as well as Facebook under Veronica with a K, Esquivel Winters, and you can message me there. Have a great rest of your week. Till next time, this is Veronica Esquivel Winters with the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Cheers to your health.
Hi everyone, this is Veronica Esquivel Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show. One of my greatest passions in life is to help people get started on living a holistic, healthy, balanced lifestyle. With that being said, I wanted to talk a little bit about my website, where you can click on and see all the different services I offer to help you get started on living a healthy and balanced lifestyle that you so deserve. For more information, my website is elevateholisticlife.com. That's elevateholisticlife.com. I look forward to hearing from you and partnering with you. Today is your day. Cheers to your health.
If you've been following my social media at all, then you're already familiar with this next segment. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show, Woman to Woman. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire me, Veronica, and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Esquivel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, to lead this segment with me. Today, Veronica and I are talking about healing for your digestive system. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search the Woman to Woman Diaries playlist. Hi, everyone. It's Sade Champagne here.
I'm Veronica Esquivel Winters.
And I want to welcome you to a brand new Woman to Woman segment. Today we're going to be talking about how God heals your digestive system. I really want to talk about this topic because one of the biggest prayer requests that I receive and the things I talk to people the most about are their digestive system and their digestive health, whether it be from bloating to bowel movements to nerves, all kinds of stuff that people are dealing with. And so I'm excited for Veronica and I to be able to share about this. And as you all know, her background with her being a certified holistic life coach and clinical aromatherapist, and she has other certifications that she'll share with you guys. I want her to start off with this segment, and then I will finish us off.
Thank you, Sade. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how God heals our digestive system, and this is a personal journey that I went through myself. Even though I have pretty much, I'm not going to say I eat perfect because I don't, but I try to eat the healthiest as possible. I eat organic. I'm a vegetarian, so I do eat a lot of greens. And with that being said, most people that do eat a lot of greens, for the most part, their digestive and their gut is actually healthy. But in my case, I always would have issues with bloating and just feeling, you know, like bowel movements were off. And, you know, so I started, you know, investigating a little bit more on why this was, because the fact that, you know, I did drink a lot of water. I did, you know, I was quote unquote doing all the things that health wise that I thought that I could do, which all those things, they do absolutely work. And if you guys have any questions, I do have some suggestions on that you can personally, you know, get a hold of me through Instagram or Facebook that I can answer and go a little bit more into details with. But what I wanted to focus on is that even though I was doing all those things, I was still having issues. And what the root of it was the fact that I was dealing with stress and anxiety. And that those two things take major part in our digestive system and our gut health. So when you're under stress and when you have a lot of anxiety, it throws all that off. It doesn't, you know, it does help if you do eat healthy, if you're doing all these healthy things, but it's not going to cure it 100%, because like I said, the main the main issue is the stress and the anxiety. And just with stress and anxiety, that like throws off a whole bunch of other stuff in our system anyways. So when we're under stress and anxiety, you know, it throws off our gut and our digestive system. And also, there are studies out there that are showing that, and a lot of the Eastern medicines and practices have always been saying this, is that our immune system is actually connected to our digestive system and our gut health.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, that should just tell you how it can definitely throw everything off, emotionally, physically, everything. So, and they are saying that the major cause of it is stress and anxiety. So when God comes in and begins to bring peace, you know, we're able to get down to the root of it all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wondering maybe why you're doing all these amazing things, but you're not walking in peace and you're full of stress and anxiety, that could possibly be one of the reasons why.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what's important too, when it comes to when Veronica's talking about with stress and anxiety, you want to make sure that you're listening to the truth. What are you listening to? What do you believe? If you're not sure about some of the things you believe about God, or you've been really struggling in your spiritual health, you know, I want to encourage you to make sure that you are reading, watching, and listening to the truth. I am always listening to my mentors and my favorite speakers all the time. And it's been over years now that I've been listening to these messages and listening to grace and walking in God's grace and goodness versus the religion that I was walking in before. And I've noticed over time that I've just gotten healthier and healthier. In addition, as Veronica said, to the practical physical things, you know, allowing my spiritual health to be able to flourish. And then it's like I found my body being able to relax a lot more, my mind being able to relax, and my immune system has gotten a million times better. I want to have Veronica share a few practical things that people can do to be able to help their digestive system, for the people who don't know and who may not be eating healthy, or they think they are eating healthy.
Okay. So since we talked about stress and anxiety, first of all, you know, what Sade was talking about, finding that inner peace, you know, what we've also been touching about, you know, asking God how he feels or sees you, that's a key thing. But you can also do meditation, you can do deep breathing, and that also helps with stress and anxiety. Another thing that you can start to take is stuff for your flora, so probiotics, for example. So you can find probiotics in a form of pills. You can go to Whole Foods or your other local health food store, and you just ask them, I need some probiotics, and I'm sure they're going to show you a whole bunch of different ways that you can get probiotics, but you can get it through a pill form, a liquid form. There's this stuff called kefir that's pretty much a thicker kind of yogurt drink.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it through Greek yogurt. I prefer doing it through plain Greek yogurt. Yeah, so that's just some of the ways that you could restore your gut. There's also certain foods that you can eat, like I mentioned before, with greens. If you can't get all your greens in one day, there's superfood powders that you can also get at a health food store that will have all your green intake. You know, it's always better to actually eat organic veggies and fruit first, but if you didn't get your full intake, then you can go ahead and do like the raw superfood green powder. Yeah, so those are just a couple of things that I can think of off the top of my head. There is a lot more that I did, but like we don't have enough time for that. But like I said, if you have other questions, you could Facebook me or Instagram me.
And for those of you who are wanting to start, you know, your health and nutrition journey, I always share with people three very practical but huge tips that can help you out on your journey, because Veronica and I are all about practicality. We're all about starting small and with what you have. So three main things: drink more water. drink more water. Water is obviously like one of the greatest things ever. I can do a whole segment, and Veronica could do a whole segment on the benefits of water and what it's done with my hair, my skin, my nails, my digestive system, my entire health, like my mood, everything. Because we are made up of like 70% water, right?
Yeah.
Of our whole bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so water, eating breakfast every single day. You know, aim to eat breakfast every single day. You want to kickstart your metabolism every single day. And then also adding a vegetable to every single meal. Add a vegetable to every single meal. Even if you're like, well, I'm just eating candy now and I'm just eating chips. Eat it with a vegetable. Because what's going to happen is over time, with those three tips that you're just starting to add in your meal plan, in your nutrition plan, you're going to notice that your mood's going to change, your taste buds are going to change, and you will gradually start eating differently and thinking differently about food. But if, like most people, if you try to start dieting, which if you ever notice, the first three words in diet are die, because that's what you feel like you're going to do. So I do not diet. But if you start with those basic three things, drinking more water, eating breakfast, adding a vegetable to every single meal, you will, like I said, it will gradually transform over time, and you'll be able to actually stick with that versus if you diet and die. I've seen so many amazing testimonies over the years of how God has healed my own immune system, my digestive system, my skin, and my overall health through his love and grace. And like I said, yes, I am into holistic health. I am into eating a certain way that my body enjoys, because my body enjoys a lot of fruits and vegetables. My body enjoys whole grains and water and a lot of unprocessed food, you know, and not that, and I don't really like a lot of sweets, you know, more vegan and organic type baked goods that I eat ever so often. You guys know, shout out to Kelsey's Anytime Fudge and Bakery in Ventura. She does 100% organic and vegan baked goods, so I have those once a week. You know, I love dark chocolate, you know, maybe every so often honey roasted cashews, and that's about it, you know what I mean? But my taste buds have changed over the years. It's God has graced me to do that. It hasn't been me dieting, and I know all about this, you know, and so I just want to encourage anyone, you know, who's been struggling in their digestive system, and we're going to even pray right now as we're finishing this segment. Father God, I thank you so much that you are helping every single woman and girl, and even the guys who are listening to this segment, to see themselves the way that you see them. Thank you that you are opening up their digestive system and that you are cleaning out their intestines. Thank you that you're helping their body to function the way you have called it to function. Thank you that they're not going to worry so much, you know, about how do I look and what does this look like on the outside, but they can just enjoy who you have created them to be. Thank you that they will find themselves naturally and gradually heading in the right direction. And I just thank you for every single person's life who's listening. Thank you that you are the God who heals, the same God who's healed me, and I've seen you heal countless of other people, you know, that you are the same God who is bringing healing to these beautiful and precious people who are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us on this Woman to Woman segment. I'm Sade Champagne.
And Veronica Esquivel Winters.
And until next time,
bye.
I want to end these segments with India Ree's strength, courage, and wisdom. Keep listening to episode 23 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio.
I might be missing. Running too fast to stop to listen.
Welcome back to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. You're listening to our Building a Healthy Relationship with Food episode. Our next segment of the night is Who Said That? This is where I feature message clips from my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors. These clips are also another reflection of what I believe. Tonight's clips come from one of my castmates, dear friends, inspirations, mentors, and favorite speakers, Dawn Warner. This message of hers is called What to Do When You Feel Too Fat, and I love it so much that I couldn't just share a clip. So here is the whole thing. This is the message that I first heard from Dawn that made me fall in love with her and her messages. She's now one of the dearest people in my life, and I know it's going to bless you and remind you of how valuable and truly loved you are by God.
What has been on my heart lately for the past, I'd say, month or so is about living out the fullness of who we are in Christ, living out the fullness of His very life in us. That's all we can do. We can only live out of His very life. And when Jesus said, I have come for you to have abundant life, there in the Greek, it means His very quality of life, God's quality of life. And the reason this is so on my heart is because back in December, actually there were a few days, a week or so, where I wasn't living out of the fullness. I was actually experiencing such a hard time for a week or so. And I can only share with you what I personally go through and what God shows me. So what happened back in December is I saw a picture of myself on Facebook. And I didn't like what I saw. And the words that came out of my mouth to Jesus shocked me were, oh my God, Jesus, you cannot let my butt get any bigger. Those were the words I said to Him. And he immediately spoke to me. He immediately spoke to me and said, Dawn, that is not who you are. And the reason this is so, just so important to me and just so life-giving is because I have experienced such bondage when it comes to body issues and weight issues. I was so defined for so long what the world said I should look like, what my mother said I should look like, the law of what everyone else said I should look like. So God has given me so much freedom. I've experienced so much freedom in this area. So I was so shocked to see that picture and to have that reaction. And so, of course, I said, yes, Lord, it's not who I am. But what happened was, you know, I went on with the day. I went on, and you got to eat. So I went into the refrigerator, and I found these subtle thoughts coming to me. You can't eat that. You can't eat that. And then when I went food shopping, I found those thoughts coming again. Well, we can't buy that because we can't get any bigger. Can't buy that. We can't have that in the house. We can't eat that. So it's all do's and don'ts and shoulds and shouldn'ts. And that is the law. And I was experiencing death in my emotions because of this. And so finally, after a few days of this, I really honestly thought I took it to him, but I didn't. I didn't come boldly, as I always encourage everyone else to do. So I finally took it to Jesus. I had the Trinity meeting, and I sat with him, and I cried. I cried about this because, first, I was receiving such condemnation about it, and I was receiving such, I was just receiving such the law of, you should be past this by now. Look at you. You should be past this by now. And any shoulds or woulds or coulds are always the law for me. So I just wept to him. And then the words that came out of my mouth to him, you never sometimes really know what your thoughts are until they come out of your mouth. What my words were, Lord, I can't be fat anymore. I can't be fat anymore. And I just wept about it. And what he showed me was, he said, Dawn, for you to say that must be who you think you are. And I wept about that I had received that lie and I had lived out of it for a week. And I just experienced complete death in my emotions about this. So what he showed me was, he said, Dawn, the truth about you is the truth about the Trinity, that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that before the foundation of the world, before they ever made my body, that Jesus Christ in the Godhead is the only truth about me today, that he became flesh, he dwelt among us, and he went to the cross, and he died away that lawman. He died away the lawman. He died away the whole law system. He died away sin. He died away for me and you and us all ever to be judged according to our body's makeup, to ever be judged by do's or don'ts, to ever be judged by any law, to ever be judged by anything than the beautiful human in the Godhead today in the person of Jesus Christ that is perfect and glorified and is the truth about me and is the truth about you. So he showed me that Jesus Christ in the Godhead before the foundation of the world is the only truth about me. So how could any weight, how could any extra weight that I feel I see ever have a voice to me? And so that immediately just spoke truth to me. And he just kept speaking life to me. He just kept speaking just pure life to me about how beautiful I was, how loved I was, how accepted I am. And he just really spoke the words in Ephesians 5 from the message that, you know, Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke our beauty. And that's what our Father will always do. He will always speak the truth of who we are in Christ. But let me tell you, those few days, that week, or however long it was, it felt like so long, it was so hard. It was so oppressive every time I opened up the refrigerator, every time I thought about food, every time I went grocery shopping. You can't have this, you can't do that. And that is the pure law. And the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. And so I just have to say, it was such a struggle for me my whole life, you know, even after that Jesus told me he loved me, I still didn't know about my identity in Christ. I still didn't know, and it wasn't until I really started hearing the truth of who I am in Christ, of my seat in the Godhead, my seat in the Trinity, that he made these truths real for my heart. So he also made it so real for me that when I had struggled with this, like this was over, I don't know, a year ago with, you know, he told me the truth about me. He told me that I had always seen myself as a person that needed to lose weight. Like I never saw myself complete in Christ in this area of my life. I saw myself as a person always trying to become something else. As a person who wasn't where she needed to be and needed to get, you know, whatever it was, how many pounds off, however it was, you know, that I was always like on a little hamster wheel trying to become. And that's not how God works. That's not the truth. He showed me that I am already complete in Christ and that it's absolute insanity and it's absolute death to try to live to become something. To live out of the negative, I say, to live out of the lack. And I just thought, it just made me really think and talk to God about how much of us do that. How many areas of our lives are we saying, I don't want to be this. I don't want to be fat, is what I told him. I don't want to, how many of us are saying, I don't want to be a person with a bad temper. I don't want to be an alcoholic. I don't want to be an addict. I don't want to be a bad mother. I don't want to be a bad daughter, a bad whatever. The list can go on and on and on. So there we go. We have already taken on that lie as an identity, is what he has shown me. So, and he immediately brought me over to Colossians 2, and I'm going to read to you out of the King James and the Amplified. I just love what he showed me here. He said, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." That's what I had fell into. That is what I had fell into for that week of living in the negative. And there is no life there. There is no life to ever try to not be something that we never really are. If that makes any kind of sense, is what he showed me. And so he goes on in Colossians 2:9, "For in him," and he's talking about Christ here, "in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is head over all principality and power." That we, our starting point in the Trinity, because of what Jesus did, is the starting point of our seat in the Trinity of complete in Christ. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful in the Amplified how he says it. And he goes on to say, "For in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. And you are in him, made full, and having come to fullness of life, Christ, in Christ you too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." We are full. We are full of God. But what I needed to do is come boldly to the throne of grace and tell him about it. Just, I honestly didn't know I had that wrong thinking until I heard the words come out of my mouth. And those words, and it's so sad for even me to even say it, the lie that I took on, because it was a lie that was spoken over me as a young child, as a young girl, that you're the fat one. I was the fat one in the family. So I always saw myself as the person that needs to lose weight, the girl that if I just could be this amount of weight, whatever it was, then I would be perfect, that I would be perfect then once I lost the weight. And what God is always telling us is that you are perfect now. You are perfect now, that we are complete in Christ, and it's the starting point in Christ. It's the starting point. No matter what fruit we see, it's the starting point. No fruit, good or bad, can ever define us. So it is the starting point of being complete in Christ. It's not we're ever going to try to get. It is done. Jesus already did it. So we have a seat in the Trinity, and he is serving us with his very quality of life, but we've got to come to him and share on our hearts. And the reason I knew it wasn't right thinking, to have that come out of my mouth. But he said, hey, that's not who you are. So I said, okay. And I went on, you know, but I knew I was experiencing negative emotions. I know it felt oppressive every time I looked in the refrigerator and heard those thoughts. They were so subtle. You can't do this. You can't eat that. You can't have that. You've got to start doing this, you know. But as it came at me, it was more and more death in my emotions and negative emotions. And so we are full of Christ. I just encourage you to go, and this is in the Amplified, and it's Colossians 2, that in Him you're made full, and having come to the fullness of life, Christ, in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it just reminded me, it also made me want to go to John 17, where this is Jesus praying for us, in John 17:22, where He says, the glory which you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, Christ, Jesus Christ in us, and you, He's talking to the Father, talking to our Father, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and I have loved them as you have loved me. He is saying that, Father, the glory you have given me. And the glory in the Greek, when you look it up, it's so beautiful. This is what he says. Glory means, it's doxa in the Greek, means opinion, judgment, and view. And Jesus said, the glory you have given me, I have given them. So the judgment and the opinion and the view our Father has of Jesus is the exact same judgment he has of us. And also, it is the glory. It is the condition with God the Father in heaven in which Christ has raised and after has achieved his work on earth. So it's the glory. It is resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead, but it is our Father's glory, his good opinion that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. And that just so spoke to my heart that he raises all those places in me. He raises those places that I still need his good opinion to sink in. He raises those places in us that we need the truth. He knows where we need to be persuaded of. I always say to him, Father, you know everything I've been through. You know where I need convincing. Persuade my heart. And it is his glory. It is the glory of the Lord that raises those places in us from the dead, the places that we still have law thinking, the places we still have the opinions that are not his. So the same opinion that God has of Jesus, the view, the opinion and the judgment is the same opinion that he has of us. And it can't ever be a number on the scale that tells me who I am. It did have a voice to me, and I took it to our Father, and he was so faithful. He was so faithful and kind to tell me the truth. And I have to say, I just wept. I just wept with how gentle and kind he is to tell us the truth. He's so gentle when he says that is the goodness and the kindness of the Lord that leads to repentance. It is. But we have to bring our hearts to him. We have to bring it to him. We have to put it out there and say, Father, why am I feeling like this? We have to come boldly to the throne of grace and have him show us the truth. Because Jesus said, you know, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And it is everything that Jesus Christ has done for us that will make us free. It's his finished work. We're not ever going to try to be something we're not. Whenever we feel ourselves living in that kind of rat race, I call it, we know we've gone out of what our Father thinks of us. But I couldn't. I know I went through a couple days of self-talk. I went through a couple days, okay, that's not the truth about me, okay. But you know what? It didn't get down. It didn't get down like revelation real to my heart, because I can't self-talk myself there. It's got to be the work of God. It's the work of our Father. It's the work of the Holy Spirit in us. And I just love how he tells us the truth, and he's so gentle and kind. So I just want to encourage you to go to your Father, to take your seat in the Trinity, to come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly there means come without concealment. Come openly and use frankness in your speech. Say whatever you have to say. I'm telling you right now, I did not realize I had taken on that wrong view of myself until I heard the words come out of my mouth. And then he was so gentle and kind to tell me, Dawn, that's not who you are. And he was so gentle to tell me in my thinking that obviously if you're saying you don't want to be fat anymore, then that's what you think you are. And that's why I just wept to him, because like I said, it had been such a journey for me, such freedom in this area for me. And I just want to encourage you, wherever it is that you need the truth, he will show you the truth, but you've got to talk to him. And so Jesus said that you'll know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And it's always going to be God's truth will always speak life and love to us, because that week that I was going in the fridge and going food shopping and putting food in my mouth and the do's and don'ts, it wasn't God's very quality of life I was experiencing. It was negative. It was pushed down. It was oppressive. It made me look all at me. It made me look all in my own strength. And the one thing that he always tells us is that he works in us to both will and do. And this is one of my favorite scriptures from Philippians 2:13, and this is also from the Amplified. And he tells us that it's not ever in your own strength, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure, satisfaction, and delight. So it is God that works in us to both will and do. It's not going to be in our own strength. It's not going to be by following those outward principles. That's going to kill us. That is the law. That is the law. Whatever results you create in willpower, you're going to have to keep it up in your own strength. And let me tell you, willpower is not, it's such a low quality of life. Willpower is such a low quality of life when we have the very deity, we have the fullness of the Godhead in us. And let me tell you, they are on the edge of your seats. They are on the edge of their seats, just waiting for us to come to them, just waiting for us to say, okay, here I am. I make myself available. And it's wonderful truth that he'll always show us. He wants us to have his very quality of life. He came for us to have his very quality of life, a joyful, abundant life. And we can only get it by the power of the Holy Spirit and by him serving us, washing us with the watering of the word, washing us in truth. So it's only by just coming to our Father and it's telling him whatever is on our heart, telling him whatever is our thoughts are. And he'll show us the truth that he knows we need to see. He's so gentle and he's so kind, and it's out of the fullness of his life that we can only live. We can never live in the negative. There's no life there. There's no power there. There's only hurt, and we can't live out of lack. We can't live out of a lie. I lived out of a lie many years. I was on that little hamster wheel of trying to be thin, trying to be what I thought perfect was, but it's really Jesus Christ's finished work. I'm already perfected forever. You're already been perfected forever. You know, we already have that seat in the Trinity. We're one with the Trinity. Everything Jesus is, so are we in this world. It's just a matter of, can you believe this truth? And some days when it's hard, like those days, I didn't know I was living in it. I know I had some negative emotions. I know I did. But it wasn't until I had the breakdown. I just had the breakdown in the Trinity meeting. And it wasn't until I just brought it to him that he was able to tell me the truth. He was able to tell me the truth. And he comforted me. He healed me. He healed me. And he speaks words to me of life. He adores us. He adores us. You're his beloved son. You're his beloved daughter. And whatever the thing is for you. This is why this has been so on my heart, because whatever, this was my issue, but whatever the issue is for you, Jesus Christ is the truth about you. You are full of God. You are full of God. And what we need to do is just sit with him and have him persuade our hearts to pamper us, delight in us, adore us. His words evoke our beauty, and they're just going to call out the truth of who you already are. We're never trying to become something we're not. We're already complete in Christ. We've already been perfected forever. We're already innocent, without blame before him in love, because of Jesus Christ's perfect, finished work. So take your seat in the Trinity. It's a throne room of grace. You know, the throne room is so beautiful, and we really are the throne room. We are the throne room. We are full of God. We just need Him to persuade us of what's already true about us. So if you're having some negative emotions, if you feel pushed down in any area of your life, if you find yourself in this thinking of I don't want to be anymore, talk to Him about it. Talk to Him about it. He is so faithful. He knows what you need. He knows what you've been through, and He's so faithful to show you the truth that you need to see and persuade you to believe. I don't care how long you've lived with it. You know, I told Him, it's been how many years, Jesus? It's like over 30 years I've lived in this lie. And He said, it doesn't matter. We have resurrection life, and He's going to show me the truth. If I start having these negative emotions tomorrow, guess what? I'm going to come to Him, and He's going to show me the truth I need to see. We're not alone. We have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have a wonderful family that can come alongside of us and that can call out the Christ in you. And just please know that it's already done. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived of thinking that there's not freedom for you. It is for freedom. It is for liberty that Christ has made us free. So don't settle. We don't ever have to settle in this life. Let me tell you, we have the abundant resurrection life of Jesus Christ in us. You have a seat in the throne room, and Jesus Christ, He was rose from the dead with the glory of our Father's good opinion, and that beautiful human in the Godhead is the only truth about me, is the only truth about you, and the more areas, just the more ways our Father convinces us, then the more of His very life that will be manifest in us, His very fruit. It's only, He said, I'm the vine, you are the branch, you can do nothing, we can do nothing without Him, and you know what, He's so excited about your life. He is so excited to show you the truth. I feel His excitement about showing you everything that is available to you in the Trinity, everything that Christ has already done for us. So come to Him today. Come to Him. Just come to Him and have Him serve you. Have Him wash your feet. Have Him wash you with the watering of the Word, the truth of who you really are in Christ. And we can live out of the fullness of His love. That's the only way we can do it. Yeah, I'm telling you, you can live in the lack, but it really sucks. It's really a poor quality of life. And I don't want to live there. And none of us have to live there. When we have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in us, effectually working in us, just waiting for us to come to them. So just come to them today. Come boldly and have our Father show you the truth He knows you need to see. Please know you're loved. We just love you here in Webb Church. We love each and every one of you. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to just share what's been on my heart. So thank you so much. Please know that you're loved and prayed for. And this is what I pray. This is the prayer that I pray for myself and I pray for each of you, that Father, we would know you as you have always known us. And He has always known us after Jesus Christ finished work. He's always known us as innocent and holy and perfect and without blame, because Jesus Christ in the Godhead is the only truth about us today. So I just pray that you make your hearts available. That's all I do. All I do is ever say, Father, here I am, convince me. So make your heart available and have our Father show you the wonderful truth that's available. Pull up your chair in the Trinity, because you're already there, whether you know it or not, and have Him convince you of the truth that He knows you need to see today. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for letting me share my heart. So thank you all. Have a great day.
Time for another song break. Here's Michelle Williams with Believe in Me. Keep listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Everything wrong.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
I am the beloved of God. My destiny is bigger than my circumstances. My destiny is bigger than my challenges. I am cared for. I am adored. I am treasured. Any anxiety, depression, panic, paranoia, or fear that I feel is not the determining factor of who I am. It can never speak a word about my life and my value to God. Nothing and no one can ever separate me from the love and life of God. God is with me. God is for me. God feels everything that I feel. He sees everything. God doesn't miss or forget a thing. He is faithful to me. He remembers all of his promises. He remembers all that he has spoken over me and to my life. I can see as God sees. I can hear as God hears. I experience and encounter God's love and life in me and with me every moment of every day. All things are working out for my good and for my favor. My life, my body, my mind, my soul, my being are being healed from any traumatic experiences. My brain is functioning at the most highest and healthiest ability. My heart is strong. My heart is open. I have a soft heart. I am able to trust and relax and be myself. I have hope. I am anchored in hope. I am courageous. I am bold. I am joyful. Even on my worst day, I am still killing it. I am still full of the grace of God. I am called. My destiny is phenomenal. My destiny is huge. I was created to live for forever in unity with God, Jesus, and his presence, the Holy Spirit. The presence of God not only follows me, presence of God is within me and with me. I never feel far from his grace or from his peace. I am open to receive his love and his truth. I cannot be boxed in. I cannot be labeled. I am exactly who God says that I am, and I walk in the truth of what God says about me and my life and others. I am full of peace. I see others as they really are because I can see myself as I really am, and I know God as he really is. Every day is my day.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. As you all know, I do this every single week. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and it matters to God. God is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you would transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. All right, so I am going to be lifting up your prayer request that you have sent to me from Facebook, and you can also send them to my Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, email are all fine as well. All right, so Laurent Gomini, and he is in France. He says, Sade, please pray for my health. All right, well, I'm not sure what is happening with you, Laurent, but I thank you, Father God, right now that you know exactly what's going on with Laurent, and I pray for his entire physical being. I pray for his, even his mental, emotional, and spiritual being. I pray for Laurent and whether it be his systems of his body, whether it be his respiratory system, his immune system, whatever it may be. I pray that all the systems in his body and every part of his body will function as it is supposed to. I thank you, Jesus, that whatever it is that has been troubling Lauren or bothering him, that you are bringing healing to him. If he has been to the doctors or if he is going to the doctors, thank you for giving the doctors wisdom on how to care for him and on how to help him to get better. And I just thank you right now that you are surrounding Lauren with your love and with your grace and people who care about him and who can be cheering him on. All right, and this one is anonymous. It says, Shadi, could you please add a friend of mine to your prayer chain? Her name is Terry, and she has a lesion on her spine that needs a biopsy. She is very scared to have such an invasive procedure. She needs God's hand on her, giving her peace. Thank you. Well, you know what? I thank you for this friend of mine and her friend, and I just thank you, Jesus, for Terry. And right now, I speak to her spine, and that lesion will just dissolve from her body, and that instead, Jesus, that you are bringing great healing to Terry, and that whatever it is that caused that lesion on her body, that you are literally healing that as well. And that as she goes to the doctors, you are giving the doctors wisdom on how to be able to help her and care for her. And thank you so much that you're bringing peace and comfort to Terry and also to her family and her friends, and that you're just surrounding her with your grace and your strength in Jesus' name. I want to pray for everyone's health during this holiday season. Anyone who's been feeling, you know, down and out in their health and just not feeling good about themselves, I thank you, Jesus, that you are the God who heals, that nothing is too hard for you. Thank you for constantly reminding me every single day of your grace and your love and your peace for us, and that you always have great things in store for us, that you are always for us. Another segment that we feature every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonies from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. So this testimonial was just sent in to me tonight. I had been praying for a friend's son who was in financial stress, and she told me, she said, "Thank you. My son got a job. Praise. He is doing very well at it and seems to be more at peace. I love you, Shida. You are so amazing." Yay. Well, thank you, Jesus. God is so good. God is always answering our prayers and looking out for us. God never forgets us or leaves us wherever we are. God is with us in the fire, in the victory, in the hope, no matter what it is that we are facing. Everyone, please be sure to send me in your testimonials every time, you know, the good news are happening in your life, things you've been praying about, and God turns it around. Please be sure to tell us, because everyone else will be super encouraged by that to know, look, I was praying for someone who was in financial stress, and look at God providing them a job. God is good, and God loves to give to us freely and forever, and to know that you are so cared for and so loved.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 23 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to my music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. The music from my radio drop is actually by one of my favorite artists in the entire world, India Ari, and I took the instrumental from her song, He Heals Me. Thank you to my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winters and Dawn Warner. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Jasmine Sullivan with Masterpiece/Mona Lisa. As you all know, this Wednesday, if you haven't marked your calendars yet, now is the time to do it. This Wednesday, December 6th through Friday, December 8th at 6 p.m. Pacific time to 8 p.m. Pacific time each night is my second annual Abundant Joy Radio Conference right here on Grindhard Radio. I'm bringing in my castmates and all my favorite speakers, Dawn Warner, Dave Seidel, Veronica Esquivel-Winters, Greg Henry, Francois Dutois, Bertie Britz, Denise Henry, Rick and Melissa Wood, and Lisa Lewalt. For those of you who feel that you get sad and discouraged and just don't feel any hope during the holiday season and you've gone through a lot, this conference is for you. We are going to help you beat the holiday blues in such a holistic and healthy way, from spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And most importantly, we want you to know that God is for you and we are for you. So make sure you tune in this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, this Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and this Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. You just tune in to Grindhard Radio at 323-699 323-693-3043, or click on the link that is for each night's show. Next week is our Overcoming Fear and Anxiety episode. I'm here to encourage somebody that there is life beyond fear and anxiety. It is possible to live in peace, joy, and courage. There is so much more to us than where we've been and what has happened to us. There is no challenge or pain that God cannot feel and heal. We'll have a new Life After Religion segment with a surprise guest, a story time segment, Mythbuster segment, and Dave Seidel is bringing a new Easy Love segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to the Season 2, Episode 23 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, December 11th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Grindhard Radio. And I'll see you this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time for my second annual Abundant Joy Radio Conference.
The fire to see.